welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by head coach Chip Kelly, our weekly one-on-one. And, Coach, you've talked all year about how resilient and focused your team is and coming off a tough loss, short work week. Can you kind of talk about the mentality that you've seen today and just what you like so much about this team week to week from the very beginning of the season?
Well, I think they understand what the task is at hand, and it's Washington. You know, we made the corrections from the Dallas game. You know, when they do a great job of ownership in terms of when they do make a mistake, they own the mistake. And then, you know, our job is to admit to a mistake, to fix a mistake and not repeat it, and then move on and get ready for the next team. You know, it does nothing to continue to feel poorly about the loss to Dallas. We do feel very bad about what happened on Sunday night, but we need to get ready to play Washington.
When you say make a mistake, that's done in a film room, and that's how is that just kind of say, hey,
I just think, you know, the individual coaches handle position meetings, but obviously there's plays we clip out in terms of, okay, did we do things right and do things wrong, and you know, we build off the ones we did right, and then we correct the ones we did wrong.
Okay, the defense this week, potentially without Trent Cole, mm-hmm, another injury to absorb. Brandon Graham would then step into that position. Your thoughts on what Brandon has done for you this year?
Brandon's had an outstanding year all along. You know, and we do play a lot of guys in our outside linebacker and defensive line. I think our rotation has helped us during the year, given a lot of those guys valuable experience. When Brandon has had his opportunities to go in the game, and he's had a lot of them, he's really produced when he's in there. So we have the utmost confidence in Brandon. It's like similar positions we have in our team where we think we have numerous starters, you know, and we've always considered Brandon a starter, and he plays a lot of football for us and is a productive player for us. If he has to play more reps this week because Trent may be down, then he'll do a great job with it.
Has Brandon made the most strides moving forward or dropping back in coverage?
In everything. You know, I don't think I think everybody can constantly improve, and I think everybody can continue to refine their fundamentals. And I think, you know, Brandon is a prime example of that. There's been a great stride from him from last year to this year, and even last year during the season he improved, and this year during the season he's improved. So I think everybody can constantly improve, and I think Brandon has really, you know, taken to what we do in the weight room, taken to what we're doing in the meeting rooms, taken what we're doing on the practice fields in our training sessions, has done a great job for us. He's been a real good player for us all year long.
One of the tasks for the defense, Robert Griffin III, back at quarterback. What are you seeing from him?
His athleticism is what stands out for you, and his ability that if receivers are covered, that he can gain a first down by running the ball. He's a dynamic runner with the ball in his hands. You have to be very disciplined in your rush lanes when they're throwing the ball. You also have to be leery of him in the run game because they do have designed quarterback runs for him that they didn't have with the other two quarterbacks that they had. So it's an added dimension from an offense that we have to, you know, really always account for. And that's the thing you worry about when you're playing against a mobile quarterback.
So the injuries haven't taken away that ability to create outside the pocket?
No, I mean, he got injured in the first game, and we did not play him when we played him earlier in the year, but I think he's been cleared and has been healthy in the, you know, and wasn't playing, you know, by a coach's decision, but he wasn't playing because he was injured. So now with Colt McCoy being injured and going on IR, he's back in the driver's seat at the quarterback spot. And he had some really good runs on Sunday against the Giants.
So will their offense look a lot different than it did when they came to Philadelphia? Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Because I think, obviously, it's a little bit more dynamic. You know, we weren't worried about the zone read plays and, you know, quarterback runs and quarterbacks extending the play when Cousins was in there. You know, he's a lot more ball control, precision throwing, and played really, really well against us. So it is a different dynamic with Griffin as a quarterback.
Where else does Washington have success on offense?
You know, Alfred Morris is obviously been one of the top running backs in this league for a long time, and it starts with their run game. It starts with their stretch run play, and you know, that's something that you really got to kind of go to work on. We've seen it with a lot of different teams, but the difference with this team is that you have to also play for the bootleg with Robert coming out the backside of it, you know, that maybe you didn't have to do when we were playing against Houston or playing against Dallas, where you knew when they started and came off on that action and that angle at the quarterback spot, the ball was going to be handed off. When you do that against this team, the ball could be handed off. We also could be keeping it. So it's you know, an extra added dimension, really an extra gap on the backside of the defense.
I find their defense interesting to watch. Jim Haslett always seems to, at least the perception is that he likes to blitz a lot. Is that the reality?
Oh, that's definitely the reality. You know, I think it's part of his makeup. You know, and he's always been a pressure-oriented guy, and they bring some different type of blitzes. They've got two real good outside linebackers. You know, obviously they lost Arakpo, but they've always had Ryan Kerrigan and Trent Murphy. Their pick in the second round has actually done a really good job for them. They're very stout in the defensive front. They got some big, strong guys in there at the nose tackle and the two defensive end spots. Robinson and Perry Riley are really good at the inside linebacker spot. So it'll be It's a tough group, especially that front seven.
What makes a blitz work? Is it the element of surprise? Is it the timing? Is it the disguise?
It's everything. You know, can they disguise it well for you? Is it the, you know, do the guys have an understanding how the protection works and can it break down and what gaps they're supposed to hit into? When do they hit it? The speed and tenacity in which they bring the blitz. You know, some guys, once they're blocked by a guy, you know, they're kind of stopped. Other guys are still going to fight and beat that one-on-one. Sometimes the blitz is designed just to get guys into one-on-one battles and then allow them to win the one-on-one matchup. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Is there a lot more blitzing in the NFL than there is in college?
It depends. There are some teams that blitz. Arizona State was a big blitz team about 80% of the time. Other teams, their MO is to not blitz a lot. Same thing happens in the National Football
League. And that's based on the personnel that the defense
based
has?
Based on a lot of times really the makeup of the defensive coordinator and what type of system he runs.
And so the key to defeating the blitz initially then is recognition and making sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, you know, and everybody kind of knowing what their job is and their role is within it. Sometimes there is going to be an unblocked eye and the quarterback has to unload the ball, but the receiver has to be ready for it in that situation. Other times we can change protection and pick the blitz up. Then you got to beat the coverage element of it, and they do some different things with the coverage and behind the blitzes. It's not always the same coverage, so it's a real good blitz package, and he's done it for a long time, and he's had a lot of success with it.
Well, good luck beating the blitz this week. Big one for the Eagles at Washington on Saturday. We thank Chip Kelly for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.